Since b'diyevet is good for the nesachim, for kiddush it's chashev enough that even l'chadchila you're allowed to make kiddush on it. So that can be what Rav meant to say, that it can't be used. And the Gemara proves this. Why? Because the Omar Rava says, the halacha is that soichet adam eshkol shelanovim, a person could just press out, squeeze out grapes. Noticing, make wine that way, just squeezing out the grape. V'yomer olav kiddush hayom, and you're allowed to make kiddush on such type of a wine. And even though this type of a wine, chetchilo, it's not supposed to be used for nisuch. So you see, since that b'diyeved is kosher for nisuch, lechetchilo, you're allowed to use this wine for kiddush. So this cannot be the wine that Rav says it's not kosher for kiddush. Gemara says, "V'yela lemute mipio mishaleho." Maybe it means you should not use the wine from the top of the barrel, mipio from the top of the barrel, or else mishaleho from the bottom of the barrel. And maybe these wines are not so good, like Rashi says, "Rashbam mipio means bas mishaleho somach lishmorim near the sediments of the wine." And kerabnam b'mnoch, they learned from b'mnoch as perikol kabonos that ainim maybe mipio. You're not supposed to bring the wine for the nesachim from the top of the barrel, because there's kamochim, some pieces there, for loimi shaleh, not from the bottom of the barrel, from the sediments. So maybe this type of wine is not fit for kiddush. Gemara says no. Again, the Tani Rabbi Chiya learned that the locher is mepiya umishaleh, from the top of the barrel, or from the bottom of the barrel, lo yovi. L'chetchila, at the beginning, you should not bring this. This should not be the first choice to be brought for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach. But the halacha is, v'yim hevi, let's say you did bring this wine, you made nisach hayayin from this type of a wine, kosher, you should know it's kosher, for nisach hayayin. If so, like we said before, then l'chetchila should be kosher for kiddush hayayin. So this cannot be the wine that Rav was talking about. Again, the Gemara wants to try Viela maybe Lemuta Yayin Kushi. Maybe means to say Yayin Kushi is no good for Kiddush. So Rashbam says they mean Shochar. Maybe black wine is no good. Or else Boirik. Rashbam says that means Lovan white wine Vara, that's bad. Bad wine that's white. Maybe that type of wine is not fit for Kiddush. Or else Hilistun. So Rashbam says that means Yayin Mosuk. It's like sweet wine, but cholish miyoid is very weak wine. Maybe that's not fit for kiddush. Or else shalmartuf, which is from the wine cellar. Shoshbam says that means kleima stam yaim, just regular wine shalmartuf from the wine cellar. Shalai nivdak, that we did not check it out yet. And like we learned before in the Mishnah, mishum diika chovyus chesosos, there are some barrels of wine there that are not such good wine. So maybe that type of wine is not fit for kiddush. Maybe that's what he meant to say. Or else, shel tzmukim, raisin wine, you just pressed out, you just like soaked the dried out raisins in water. Maybe raisin wine is not fit for kiddush. Maybe this is what Rav meant to say. Gemara says no. V'otani, we learned also about all these type of wines that bekulam lo yavi. Again, l'chetchila, for the first choice, you should not use these types of wine for nisach hayayin. But v'im hevi, if you brought, you made the nisach hayayin from these types of wine, the locher is kosher. So if so, again, since it's kosher for nisach hayayin, l'chetchilu, it's fit for kiddush hayayin. So again, this is not the wine that Rav means. Zumar says, v'yela maybe, l'muta means to exclude, yayin koisois, mozug, megula, v'shel shemorim, Fisharayachra, maybe these type of wines are no good for kiddush. Now again, yayin koisais, so Rashbam says, hu yayin hanimka b'chanus. This is the wine that's sold in the store, like we had before. Uposalu, why? Dleheve shecher, it's not like strong wine. Fleroye liya shecher, it's not fit even to be strong wine. Ki yayin megito, it's not, you know, this is worse than yayin megito, fresh wine. The seifa mi'aliyos shecher, fresh wine. The pshat is, it's not strong yet, but it has in it that could ferment, like, it could ferment and become strong wine. But maybe this yayin kaisis is wine that bechlal can't ferment, can't become strong wine. That may be like, let's say, maybe even like a grape juice that it cannot ferment. So maybe that type of a wine is not fit. Or else mozug, that means that wine that you diluted, you put water into it. So maybe also it's not the chlal sheikh, it's not the chlal strong wine. And if a Sefri Rashbam says, we darshin, v'nischa revias ahin chai, ata menasech v'loi ha-mozuk, that to make the nischa chayayin, you're supposed to use strong wine and not diluted wine. And then also, what does it say here? Yeah, then the next one more says is megula, that's wine that's uncovered. Or zon si, that's a shalom mishum sakona. Or else v'shel shemarim. Also, shel shemarim, that's what we have before, that's what we have just that temed, that's what we have just water that you pour over the sediments. Or else for sherechera, that the wine smells bad, it's a little bit starting to get a little, it smells bad, even though it has a tam of wine. So maybe these are the things that Rav meant to say. So Gemara says, the tanya we learned again, bekulam and all of these things, lo yavi, but v'yim hevi posel. So it says on these things true, that lo yavi, you should not bring it for nisach hayayin. V'yim hevi posel, if you bring from these type of wines, for the nisach hayayin, you should know it's posel. Says so, since these wines are posel for nisach hayayin, maybe these are the type of wines that Rav was talking about to say that it's posel not for Kiddush. So tomorrow night goes to explain, let's see, which one did Rav really mean? Lemuti mai, which one did Rav really mean to say you can't use for Kiddush? I lemuti koiseis, if you want to say he meant the first type koiseis, that's the wine, that some of them is a little bit spoiled, which we had before, which means to say it starts to maybe smell bad, even though it tastes like wine, the taste is like wine. If that's what you meant to say, Sumer says, that's really plukto to Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's told the machlokes we had before between Rabbi Yechonah and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That Rashbam explains. That we had before, to Rabbi Yechonah Chamru, he says that's still called wine. You make a bar prayer often. Rashbam says the more means to say v'afilu linyan kiddush shapedami who adin for kiddush avadol bikosha for kiddush also, as long as it tastes like wine, even though it smells bad, still it'll be kosher for kiddush. Why? Tichivon lagabi truma choshev layayin, since like we had the sugi before, filchas truma is still considered wine. His who adin linyan kiddush, the same thing will be for kiddush also. To loishin or kiddush mevara priagofen. So this can be elo linyan mius kolakamon mishumakrivei and all of chasecho. Like we'll see later on, the only time to say what Rav really means later on, which type of wine is posel a kiddush, he means wine that's really no good, that it's not nice, it's mius, it's disgusting. That type of wine should not be brought for the mizbeach, or should not be brought for kiddush. So a korban of this type of wine is not that bad. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yechonah, that you make a bar priagofen, of course it will be kosher for Kiddush. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that he said before, it's called challah, that since it smells like vinegar, you do not make a bar priagofen, so that also cannot be what Rav is talking about. Because it's also like pshit, it's not fit for Kiddush. You don't even make a bar priagofen on it. So the kids, so the yayin kaisim is not what Rav is talking about. Because halacha, we hold taka like Rabbi Yechonah, that since it tastes like wine, it's still called like wine, and therefore it would be kosher for Kiddush. So Rav says, Vaita. Ilamutei mozug, if you want to say, comment to say, that diluted wine, when you take the strong wine and put water into it, now it's not fit for Kiddush, since it's not fit for nisach hayayin. So Mar says, no, there's no svara. Elu yaliyah. You're only making the wine better right now. And like the Yom Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, Moedim Chacham the Reb Elezer, the Chom the Grit Reb Elezer, the Kais Shabrocha, like whenever you use a Kais by benching, or a Kais Shabrocha, Shein Mavorchim Olav, you do not make a bar of Priyagofen on the Kais, And so first you have to add some water into the wine. So you see, when you dilute the strong wine, you're only making it better. So true, there is exeris akos of like for yayin, for the nisuch, it has to be sheikha, strong wine. That's only a svar for nisuch. But for kiddush, I've added a svar that since by adding water into it, and befrat the way the proportions we had before, that it's still called wine to make a berfrag offering, you're only making the wine better. So for sure you should be able to make kiddush on such wine. Skumar says, eat lamute megul, if you want to say, Rav meant to say, wine that's left uncovered and overnight, and we're afraid maybe the snake drank from it, and there's some poison inside it. If so, like, it's not only halacha, you shouldn't use it for kiddush, you shouldn't drink it at all, there's a sakana involved. And Rav is mashmi saying halacha, a certain type of wine, is possible for kiddush. So Rav cannot be talking about such wine. Again, ilamuti shel shemarim, if you want to say what we're talking about, Rav is talking about wine that was made from sediments. Like we had before, we pour the water over the sediments. So Gemara says, Hechi Dami, again, what's the case talking about? What is Rav talking about? E deroma tolosa, if you pour 3 cups of water over these sediments, viyosar bo, and when it came out from it was like 4 cups, so there's like 1 cup of wine in the 3 cups of water. So for the Gemara, is the Gemara, kamra miyalyu. That's called good wine. For sure, such wine is also kosher for kiddush. You want to say the case where you poured in 3 cups of wine, and what came out was 3.5 cups. Somewhere says, to the Rabbanon, that was the machlokes before between the Rabbanon and the Acherim, whether it's called wine or it's not called wine. Whether we say taka, only 1/4, 1/2 of a cup came out, which is like 1/6 to the water, so it's not called wine. Or else we say no, it's like 2.5 cups of water came out and 1 cup of wine came out, so it's called wine. So again, that's an achleikis before. And Rashbam says, v'kayim along to Rabbanon, we also wrote like Rabbanon Shita, the afilu bar priagofen, lemavarchinen, like we do not make a bar priagofen on it. So again, Shita, that it's not kosher for kiddush. So we do not need Rav to teach us in this case, it's not kosher for kiddush. Gemara says, Ela lamute sherechera, where Rav is talking about a case where the wine smells bad. Ela lamute sherechera. And Rashbam explains, again, Gemara's maskana is sherechera, that the wine smells bad. So Rashbam explains like this, since it smells bad, and the reason why it's possible for kiddush, or else mishum nisuch and mishum hakriver and olaf chasecha. In other words, mishum miyas, that's not, it's disgusting like. Or miyu, he says, boru priagofen mavorchen olaf. You make a bracha boru priagofen. The recha chamro, it smells like wine, for time a chamro. We're talking about also it tastes like wine. Elu shesriach tzas is just not so good, it's a little bit spoiled. Mishum demunach bekli moist. It was in a kli that wasn't so clean. This is what Rav is saying. Ein oima kiddush hayayim. You're only allowed to make kiddush on wine. El ala yayin noki v'hogin. Clean wine. Shiroi l'naseich machmas nekiyusai. It means that it has to be fit to be put on the mizbeach because it's clean. It's noki agabe mizbeach. And therefore, lo yosir Rav l'mutzir, Rashbam explains, Rav is only coming to exclude v'hai klal shar yenois. He's not coming to exclude wine that is possible for the Mizbech because the Lachar of Shecher. Only wine that's not fit for the Mizbech because it's not clean wine, it's like Mius, that type of wine you should not use for Kiddush Hayayim. And therefore that's a Lachar like that, that when you're making Kiddush on wine, if the wine already starts to taste a little bit sour, that doesn't taste so good, even though some people would drink it and maybe still make a bar pregofin, but that wine is not fit for kiddush, because they will soon see the pasuk. So that's called sherechera. The boy same another pshat is liyelim lamute megula. Maybe also Rav means to exclude wine that was left uncovered overnight. So the question is, then it was a sakonah anyway. The Torah says, v'yafagav, v'yavri v'masanenis. Even though you put it through a sieve, and there's no more sakonah now. Kirevi Nechemya, like the Nechemya says, since you put it through a sieve, there's no more, and you see like the poison on top, and you sift it out, it's mutya to drink it, mishum sakonah. But afilohach, even so, for kiddush, it's called miyas, you should not use it. From the Pasuk in Melachah that says, Hakriveyo nole fechosecho, hayirtzecho, hayisa panecho. Like Hashem is saying, would you bring something that's not nice to a melech, to a king? They're talking about a korbonus, a pisech, a lame animal. It means to say things that are not nice, that are mis, these things you should not bring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's what Rav meant to exclude, such wine that's mis, that's disgusting, that doesn't taste so good anymore, that wine is not fit for Kiddush. The Gemara says, Boy Mnei Rav Kana Chamua, the Rav Mishashia Mirov, he asked the question, Chamar Chavayin Maho, what's going to be the locha about white wine? Chamar Chavayin. So Omalei answered back, the Pasuk says, Al Teira Yayin Ki Yisodim, don't drink wine because it's red.